so that when we are able to bring these higher, faster energies to the presence of the lower ones, they nullify and dissolve them. It's one of the ultimate principles that I'm attempting to get across in this program, that you have always got access to these higher energies, and they're only a thought away. They're just a thought away. And don't ever ask me how to do it. But I can show you. Is there anyone in this room and anyone listening who cannot get a picture of those airplanes flying into the World Trade Center? How many times did we see that on television after those events of the 11th of September? So just picture that. Just get that picture, and of that building crumbling and those 3,000 or 4,000 people trapped inside. Just picture that. It's a very low energy picture, isn't it? Okay. Now change the picture. And instead of thinking of that and observing that, just get a picture of a dozen red roses in a vase with babies, bummies, or whatever it is, baby's breath. That white stuff behind it. All right. And just get a picture of 12 long stem roses in a green vase with that little baby's breath behind it. Is anyone who can't do that? Anyone in the room or listening who can't change the picture from one of anger and hatred and terror to one of love and beauty? So my question back to you is, how did you do that? And the answer is, there's no one on this planet who can explain it. You just do it. You change the pictures. And when you do change the picture, you change the energy, and you change whether it empowers or weakens you, as I'll be talking about in the 10th principle. So what I'd like to suggest about synchronicity is that there are various levels of connectors. That is how we are connected to things. If I were to have a little pull toy up here, and I had a string on the pull toy, and I were to take the string and attach it to the toy, and I were to pull the toy behind me, you would say, the reason that the toy is moving is because of the string which is connected to it and the energy that you are using to pull it, right? And so the connection between something moving that I am holding in my hand and understanding it is really quite basic and quite simple. It is just simply form to form connectors. This is why when you do this, this is what happens. Pretty simple and pretty easy and pretty basic. And then if I were to say to you, well, what about the connection between having a thought, which is invisible, and scratching my nose? And you say, well, that's actually pretty simple. You have a thought, and then you move your finger in a certain way until it reaches your nose, and you scratch it. And you say, the connection is between the thought and then the movement of your hand. And you say, well, that's actually pretty basic, but it's pretty complicated. It's pretty amazing that such a thing exists, because we don't know what a thought is. We know that we have a command center inside of our brain someplace, and we can find scientists who can tell us where that command center is, but there's nobody out there who can tell us where the commander is, who's in the command center. We can't find that with any of our instrumentation, but we still know I can have a thought. So there's a connection between having a thought and the action of that thought. And that's not too complicated, even though none of us can explain it. And then we have another kind of connector, which is a connector between my thought and the next thought. So that I'll be sitting at my writing table, and I'll have a thought about what I would like to write, and I'll start writing, and then I'll have another thought about what I'll do after I do that, and then I'll have another thought, and now I've got connectors that are existing between one thought and another thought. And we can't even find a thought, let alone the next thought, let alone describe what the connection is between the two of them, but there's nobody listening that doesn't understand that such connections exist in the universe, even though we can't prove them, we can't find them, they seem to elude us when we try to measure them. But there are still connectors between one thought that I have and another thought that I have. And most people can accept that and go through their life saying, yeah, I have this thought, then I have that thought, then I have another thought, and then I act upon that thought. All right.